Hello, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by today's show. We have a lot to cover today, and I wanted to try to go quickly through it. If you'd like to call in with your questions or comments, it's 319-527-6779. I apologize ahead of time because we have a plumber here, and it makes our dog, our collie, Rembrandt, go crazy. He's actually a very good watchdog. I wanted to say that I posted some info on my Getter feed, GETTR.com. I use that because it has a translator, and I have a lot of foreign friends and family, so that's why I keep using that. But there's other social sites, including Truth Social and Gab and Parler and Telegram. I think there's some issue with Twitter because of the employees they have being leftist, anti-U.S. Scumbags that have deplatformed the President of the United States, as well as many people, including myself. They only allowed me to come back because they thought they could get some info and be able to spy on me as well as my followers. So that's why I tell people don't follow me. And right now it looks like Elon Musk might not be buying Twitter because they've lied about their numbers. They've artificially inflated their value, put it that way. So hell's coming, and it's going to be raining down on the left, and you deserve it. And no one's going to feel sorry for what you did to America and the world. And you were part of it, and you were paid off. Right? There's info about this, what I just said, on andweknow.com. And there's also info on freedomforce.live. They have the videos and the hearings going on. One that really struck me the most was the one from the mom, Lucretia Hughes, African-American, and her son was shot in the face by a criminal with an illegal gun, and he's dead. And I think he was, still in his teens. And that goes back to what I've always said, is that a gun doesn't fire itself. You need to have better people if you want to have a better society. And you also have to have a society that spends their money on taking care of the mentally ill and the criminals, because the rest of us have a right to live without being interfered with, without being raped, without being mugged, without being infected by people from other nations that have everything from plague to the clap. I mean, come on. We have to be more careful with our own people and stop having our way of life affected by people who don't care about anything. The only thing that Democrats care about is getting new voters in to replace us, and that's what the caravan is about. And there's all kinds of jihadists and criminals in that group, not just women and children. If you want to know more about this, I posted the video that covers it on my blog.laurabella.com at the bottom. It says it's called Cabal Parts, Fall of the Cabal, from the Disclosure Library, from Dutch researchers. And it's parts 1 through 10. There's lots of other parts, but it'll open your eyes, okay? Just because you're not aware of something doesn't mean it's not true. Just get your attitude adjustments. I want to say that even in the news week of spring, summer 2022, Newsmax, I'm sorry, not Newsweek, not Newsweek, but Newsmax, there's an article from Senator Roger Marshall talking about the COVID lab theory suppression revealed by Fauci emails. And it's written by Peter Malbin, and it lays out that, you know, this whole cover-up and debacle was intentionally done to not only crash the U.S. economies, but other economies, and also to be able to steal the election, because everyone will be having their faces covered. So the 2000 Mules, which is the movie by Dinesh D'Souza, they had those people hired and ready to go out and stuff the ballot boxes, meaning bringing ballots to the drop-offs, getting paid for ballots that they filled out. It's pretty obvious what went down. And for people like Cabal Assets, Bill Barr, to pretend that nothing, there wasn't any there, there wasn't any crime, it's such a lie. The Democrats have always talked about the elections being easy to steal and the machines being rigged. And they had lots of hearings about it. And Hillary said that the 2016 election was stolen. But when the Republicans say it, you know, we're a bunch of conspiracy theories. You people are so, so wicked and so unfair and so criminal and so hypocritical. So, you know, you just have become enemies of Americans. Okay, I don't know what country you belong to, but you're not Americans. But you came and be honest and say, oh, yeah, Hillary was complaining about the stolen election in 2016. But, when Republicans do it, somehow they're conspiracy theories. Bill Barr, I had heard a long time ago that his father was somehow involved with the Clintons, ran a, this is for you, President Trump, so you can do some proper investigations of listening to the idiots that you have on your panel who give you bad advice on purpose because they're being paid by the cabal to undermine you. I had heard a long time ago, and I've been in this fight for a long time, that Bill Barr's father was somehow compromised when he was running up in the East, New York, I think. And that's why he does what he's told. When you listen to his original comments, he was very much sounding like a pro-Trump person. He sounds like he thinks you're an idiot, and that's why he got out. And that's because he was paid off, okay? He was threatened. And, it's not that hard to figure out, people, okay? These people are such cowards, and they're so, so unloyal, disloyal. So Bill Barr is saying that there wasn't any problems with the election. I mean, what do you call shutting down an election on election night and covering over the windows? What about the Leonardo satellite in Italy that was used to hack into the machine? I mean, come on, stop lying. I want you to help Mike Lindell, patriot of the century, because he has been using his own money, I think it's $30 million so far, to investigate what happened on November, Election Day 2020 in November. And his business has suffered, and the cabal made sure that all the box stores took his stuff out of their places, like Bed Bath & Beyond and those other kind of places. They have ruined his business, and that's why he's... That's why he's expanding and getting other products, because it's not just enough to have pillows anymore. He wants to have a bigger factory. So support Mike Lindell, please. And he also has a legal defense fund that needs some help. They keep picking us off one after another. And that's partly what gets me so upset, is that, I've had my life really affected by the leftists, and I know what I'm talking about. And they keep going after conservatives. Just so you know, the January 6th hearing was a farce and a fallacy. They didn't have anyone on the panel that had been approved by Nancy Pelosi, who's a mafia queen. Yes, she's in the mafia, and Dad was too. And so they had people that weren't, it's considered an illegal committee when you don't have bipartisan representation on it. So everything that they said and showed was edited tapes and videos. They covered up for their Roy Epps, their little paid off FBI dirty assets, and all the other scum cabal. And if you want to really know the truth, the black cops in D.C. are Satanists, or they're Freemasons who are that's basically the evil part of the Masons. There's the good Masons, and then there's the bad ones. Everything that's decent gets infiltrated by these scum. We want nothing to do with you. So look into the habits and the goings-on of those black cops in D.C. And I have black relatives, so don't dare say that I'm a bigot, okay? I'm telling you, it's the black cops in D.C. that are the Satanists and covering up the crimes. And that woman, the blonde woman that was saying, you know, how she, you know, wasn't trained to do, you know, crowd control. She was a pawn, okay? She was, you know, one woman alone, you know, with a standing in front of the fence, and then people pushed it over. And when she got hurt, guess what? The Patriots tried to help her. So she's a liar, and she's been paid off too. Ugh. I just, like, every day, it's one thing after another. No wonder people just tune out and stop paying attention, because I just keep feeling like, what the hell's going on with our country? Joe Biden is not the president. He is the resident, Resident Evil. And you're going to be taken to prison with your owners. So in the Newsmax article, Senator Roger Marshall, COVID lab theory suppression revealed by Fauci emails by Peter Malvin. Scientists sent emails at the beginning of the pandemic to Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's the NAID that you always hear about. That stands for National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institute of Health. Okay, these are not people who give one crap about anyone's health. Okay, they care about their fat paychecks. Fauci gets more money than the president of the United States. He's a cabal asset. He's been in there for decades. Okay, he doesn't work for anyone but himself. And for him to pretend that he actually cares about Americans and he keeps going and changing what he says and, you know, lying through his teeth. That little maggot is going to be public enemy number one very soon. Ugh. Anyway, read the article. I want you to think about health because I tell you from some personal experiences. My mother was a wonderful woman, and she went through her life with a big weight problem, even more worse than what I have. And part of it was that she was stressed out a lot because my father was not a good husband. He was a pretty good provider, did his best, but he was a cheater, put it that way. big time cheater. And so she didn't have a happy marriage, and she ate for comfort, which is pretty typical. People find, things to lean on when they are unhappy. But the main thing was that she went through her whole life and never was diagnosed with having a thyroid problem. So her weight issues were tied to that. And I mean, my dad would take us out, out, and, his girlfriend would be showing up, and then she'd be referring to our mother as, Fat Trudy and that kind of stuff. And my mother was such a wonderful, classy, smart, really, strong woman in a lot of ways. She made the wrong choice with who she married, but she also made the wrong choice with who she went to get medical attention from, because, she was given diet pills and all kinds of stuff. They never did any tests on her thyroid, and she didn't find that out until she was probably about 7-8 years before she passed. That she had a thyroid problem her whole life that was undiagnosed. I found out, related to health, I'm actually taking a product from the company that I'm affiliated with that's basically turns on your metabolism, but it's not addictive and it's not any chemicals and it's natural in its origin. And I think it's helping. I feel like I'm having less cravings and less impulse eating. So that's one of the reasons why I'm very happy to be with the company I'm with. Another thing that I've discovered is that polyester can make you perspire if you're allergic to it or if your body doesn't like it. And so when I was younger, had a perspiration issue because I was wearing basically cheap clothing. So if you can, buy natural fibers like cotton or linen or wool or blends of those, because you'll find that natural fibers are better for your skin, especially if you have sensitive skin. If you've listened to my show for a while, and it seems like I've got listeners from all over the world, so that's kind of nice. But if you listen, I talked about having an allergic reaction back in the I guess the late 90s. And I had a book fair to do. It was the first book fair for the school my kids went to in Valencia. And I mean, I looked like Will Smith in Hitch, you know, where my face just blew up and my eyes were all closed over and my nose got big on one side. And I mean, I looked like a monster, and I had to go do a book fair like that because there wasn't anyone that would do it. It was, you know, up to me, because people always say that they're going to help and then they don't help. So anyway, so after that, I started being really careful about what I used on my body, because I had an allergic reaction to a skin product, and it gave me not only that, you know, allergic reaction, but also a lot of bumps and stuff. I had always had very nice skin, and suddenly I was having, you know, irritated skin, and it was from the product that I was using, the skincare line. So the other reason why I'm big on this, what I'm doing, is because I know how hard it is for young girls, especially, to have bad skin, how, you know, emotionally upsetting it is when you wake up and you have some big, you know, pimple on your face, or, you know, even like acne scarring. That's a big effect from having acne when you're young. So I care about that, and that's partly why I'm trying to talk to college kids, college graduates, or people in college, because what I'm doing is something that you could do very, very much on your, you know, part-time basis, around your own schedule, and it can help you to build a business, but it also can help you to save money, because, as I said in my last show, you earn loyalty bucks, and even when you go shopping at the affiliates, the retailers that are affiliated with the company I'm with, you earn loyalty bucks, so that also brings down your expenses for, you know, everything from taking care of your house, it's taking care of your you know, personal care, bathroom products, bathing products, shampoos, makeup, perfume. I mean, the whole stuff. You know, everyone is spending a lot of money on products, and then they're not even thinking about, like, the chemicals that are in them. And that does matter, because the toxins that are in a lot of products, even the ones that you think are healthy, are, I think, and a lot of doctors, I think, would agree, are affecting people's health. And I'm not saying it's all from vaccines that, you know, have too much mercury in them or whatever, that autism is, you know, what, 40 times higher than ever before. Other issues are escalating. But I do think that there's something to be said to bring attention to what you're putting on yourself as well as in yourself. So if you're using products that you think are natural, or products that you think aren't a big deal, it could actually be affecting you. I know this from personal experience, because my son can't handle caffeine, and he went to a party when he was young, and he had, I don't know, like 10 Dr. Peppers. And when he came home, his eyes looked like he was on drugs. And so there was a, you know, big investigation, because, you know, I thought that something was given to him at the party. And it turned out that he just had way too much Dr. Pepper, and the caffeine, you know, just did not sit with him. And he ended up being jazzed and all buzzed for probably, I think he went to bed like at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was bad. So he's always very careful about his caffeine because of that experience. Well, a lot of people take energy products, and there's caffeine in it, and that also, like, can make your heart race. It can also accelerate your adrenal glands, so that you are, it's like, you know, have you heard the expression, flight or fight? Your body, when you're, the bottom line is, it's not good to have your body constantly be under siege with jolts of sugar or caffeine. That's one of the reasons why I think the Mormons, the LDS, Latter-day Saints, why they're not big on caffeine, because they saw that it had an influence on people. But yeah, you can have decaffeinated. That kind of solves the problem. And actually, the company I'm with, they do sell coffee, and it's very smooth and very nice. And they have decaffeinated as well as a bunch of different varieties. So, you know, think about that. Just by changing what you're buying now, just, you know, to get your coffee from them, that can have a big impact, because you won't be going out and spending your money at Starbucks, which, you know, the CEO of Starbucks said that they didn't want to have conservative business. They didn't want us to be their patrons, right? So that's a reason enough for me not to go there. You know, I'm sorry. I don't think that's proper for them to alienate any group. So, you know, we're going to fight fire with fire. If they're going to treat us like that, we can give it right back to them. And that's how we have to look at it, that we're going to take our money to patriotic companies. And on my Getter feed, I have a post about patriotic companies, small businesses and larger ones. But guess what? You know, if we band together, we can have the effect of what these corporations are having. The corporations, we're buying from them, and then those corporations are run by foreigners and U.S. haters in a lot of cases, not all, but in a lot of cases they are. And those corporations like Microsoft, like Twitter, like Facebook, they give their money to the Democrat Party. They get a lot of money from other places as well, like Planned Parenthood, which kills babies, that they get for free from women who are poor and, you know, obviously don't think that they could find somebody who would want to raise their child. Hello, people are waiting for babies, and you have these women just going in and killing them. I mean, think about that. That sin is on you forever. Okay. So anyway, so you have corporations that have this power because they are indoctrinated or run by foreigners or whatever their issue is, and they're funding the Democrat Party. So just by taking our money away from corporations that are, you know, let's just say far left, anti-America, that makes them less powerful so they cannot influence elections. So that's my why I want you to think about. It's, you know, for you to decide, you know, what you want, to have some money to make a car payment, or you want to send your kid to camp, or you wanted to, you know, join an exercise program, or you want to have extra income because you have kids in college and you're trying to find a way to fund it, or whatever it is. You can do it as a consumer, or you can do it as a consumer and a business. It's up to you, but that, it's a great opportunity, and I'd love to talk to you more about it. Now, I want to talk to you about another book that I think you might want to look into. It's a book written by Jim Humble with Carl Lloyd. It's called MMS. That's Mary, Mary, Sam, Health Recovery Guidebook. And it's an important book. And there's also some help with people who are having effects from, shall we say, toxic vaccines or toxic jabs or whatever is causing this problem. But, you know, people are dropping like flies, and I'm sorry to tell you that, but there's things you can do to combat it. And in case you didn't know it, Justin Bieber and has a frozen face after, you know, I don't think it's just out of nowhere. I'm sure he got the job because, you know, he believes all the hype from the paid off lying media, and his wife is having clotting and mini seizures. And Toby Keith suddenly has a tumor on his pancreas, I think. So please pray for these people. Their health has been affected. I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, be a star with your face especially a singer, when your face is frozen on one side. So pray for Justin Bieber and his wife and Toby Keith, please. Anyway, I have on my blog.laurabella some links on alfalfa herb baths that are supposedly help to draw out the nanoparticles. There's some other things there I've put. It's awkward because, you know, you try to share info to help people and then you get attacked. I mean, SarahBarency.com has some information on the Mark Gellens cleansing detox bath. I posted that link. The Mark Gellens are the special sauce that they put into the bath. Okay, I don't know how else to explain it. So please don't just think you're going to have to suffer. You know, there's all kinds of things that can be done. One of the things that I saw when I went to the March 11th and 12th event for the Reawaken America, Time to Free America, five-time show that was in San Marcos was there was a company there called Avacen, A-V-A-C-E-N, and it's avacenmedical.com. T. Martin was the person who was there. And it's a touchless 20-minute treatment to renew your mind, body, and spirit. It's not, you know, like what things you've seen on TV, like a dome or, you know, a health pod or whatever. It's something else that helps you to calm down and helps you to have be relaxed and healthy. And it's avacen.com, A-V-A-C-E-N.com. That's the name of the machine. And, you know, muscle relaxation head to toe through the palm of your hand. So they are realizing that there's a key that health can be affected by your frequency. Everyone's body emits a frequency. But they're also realizing that you can change this with a change the vibration, change the frequency, and it can help you to feel better. So there's a lot of, this is what President Trump talked about at his inaugural speech about the hidden technologies, the hidden cures, the treatments for cancer and all the other stuff that people are suffering with, MS and Bell's palsy. And you know, today is National Remember a Person with Cancer Day, meaning be kind to a person who's dealing with cancer or has lost someone who's had cancer. And there's a lot of people. But think about it from the point of view of St. Jude's Hospital that treats the children who have cancer. I mean, that was developed by Danny Thomas, who was, I guess you would call him a star. He was much more known when he was in the like 50s and 60s. But he was a Lebanese American, and he founded St. Jude's to try to take care of people, kids, regardless of their ability to pay. And his daughter is Marlo Thomas, who is married or was married to a real big leftist, Phil Donahue. And, you know, that's the problem. You know, the communists are very, very seductive and subtle about how they brainwash people. They make it out like, oh, you know, these right people on the right, the conservatives, the, you know, right wingers, you know, they're mean and nasty. No, we're not. Most of us are believers in God or higher power. Most of us have had the same problems and troubles, whether it be addiction. Not I haven't, but, you know, a lot, that's very common. Or, you know, infidelity, you know, adultery, you know, whatever it is, children with medical problems. We're not indifferent to that. The difference between a leftist and a righty is that righties try to find solutions. Leftists just take money in and then pretend that they're doing something about it. A good example of that is the event that was the, you know, feed the world thing, like taking all these millions of dollars and nothing happened. Okay, so that's the difference. So let's talk about it, the right, fix it. So that's why, for no other reason, if you care about your health and your future, get away from these leftists. They're opportunists. They pretend to care. They don't. It's a club. It's a club of scum. And it's people that you wouldn't want to have near your dog, let alone your kids, especially if you have a good-looking son or a good-looking daughter, because they're perverted. And they have absolutely no moral compass, so they don't have any problem with hurting kids. And that's the ugly, unvarnished truth. Anyway, on freedomforce.live, under her health page, health links, she has a video on how to use, I guess, CBD, to CBD oil, cannabis, I guess, CBD, she's calling it, to treat cancer and COVID and Lyme and arthritis, autism, staph, malaria, and get rid of toxins. And I think it might be calling that CD, but I might be having the wrong impression. I think it's she's not talking about cannabis or CBD oils. I think she's talking about something she found out about that's helped her not to feel so dizzy and helped her health. And she has something else that I think is worth exploring. And I don't mind pointing to other shows or other people because, these are people that I believe are really trying to help people. And, you know, she's probably going to get under fire for giving out, you know, links to healthy living and all that kind of stuff. Man, Susie Cohen, Cohen, she's a pharmacist, and she tries to explain to people, like, if you take this and you take that drug, that actually can make a, you know, toxic reaction. So she's under fire as a pharmacist for sharing that kind of info. Melissa of freedomforce.live, she's been in this fight for probably as long as me, maybe. And, she's put together hundreds of videos, and she even has music to teach her kids scripture by having them learn it to, you know, little tunes. And she's a nice lady, and I feel very confident to say that. So pay attention to what she's written some books. One is 2,000 Years of Peace. It's about how we've been misinformed about what Revelation is trying to reveal to us. We've been misled by, you know, either intentionally ignorant or ignorant by mistake. Pastors and theology schools. And she also wrote another book, gone out of my head, Major Jesus the Miracle Man. And her latest one is Major Prophecies and Minor Prophets, I think is the name of it. So check out her site, freedomforce.live. You'll be glad you did, okay? Your health might depend on it. I've also, on my Getter feed, shared information that can be helpful and useful for feeling better if you are having troubles. I mean, I'll be honest and tell you this. I'm a little afraid to go to the doctor because, you know, all my relatives on the East Coast have magnetic arms where they got the jab. And my brother's dead. And so when I suddenly get a message saying, come in for your radiology treatment, you know, I actually have it go through my head for the first time in my life. You know, are they going to turn off the, you know, power on the radiology machine and, you know, kill me? I mean, that's how you have to look at this. If these people are, they're a lot of them are, think that they're doing, I can't believe that they think that they're doing right by children to tell them to put a mask on and breathe their own exhalation. I can't believe that. So they have to be evil or really incredibly stupid, all right? And for any teacher to be pushing a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old, I see that you like wearing nail polish. You know, you must be a girl. You should talk to your parents about getting gender change. You know, you can't even, I mean, the number of teachers that I have spoken to that are totally stupid and clueless, when I was volunteering and involved as a PTA board member, I couldn't believe that they were teachers. I mean, I wondered to myself, you know, what do they do to get that degree? You know, go in the back room with a professor or something? Because these people were so ignorant about history, about our culture, about, you know, about the principles that our country was built upon. So I, and as a person who has a twin sister who's an educator and has several master's degrees and, you know, should be really sitting on a board somewhere as an advisor, it really bothers me because, you know, as you know, Obama and his thing, he calls Michelle, sometimes he calls her Michael. Yeah, he has done that. You know, they're on the Netflix board as advisors. Why? They're both disbarred since the 1990s. They were disbarred for a lot of reasons. And they have never had real jobs, except one that they were given by communists in the Chicago education system. So why do these people have jobs as advisors to Netflix? Turn off Netflix, turn on Roku. At least they're trying to put in a more variety of programming, some wholesome shows, some things that you could actually have your children watch without having to turn the channel because suddenly they're, you know, doing inappropriate stuff or, you know, nudity or profanity or violence or whatever. And do you know, talking about gun violence and all the gun violence that's been done by most of the time, like 99% of the time, Democrats, people who are Democrats? Yeah. Do you know that most of the time the violence that's been done at schools, that think about how the reaction has been by the police and the teachers. Okay, they are, I mean, in Israel, the teachers are armed. Is that how we have to do it in America? We don't have to do that. You get your kids out of the schools run by leftists and start our own schools, start our own, get your community to sign their kids up and you hire good teachers that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who have been homeschooled who have done really well. I mean, one of the kids that got a perfect score on the SATs, highest score ever, was a homeschooled kid. So don't let them lie to you and tell you that, oh, you got to go in for your indoctrination. I mean, parents are speaking up about it because they see that this is so divisive and that they're spending way too much time. I spent my hard-earned money on having my kids sit in college classrooms being told it's because they're white, they're bigots. I mean, may God damn you all who did this to our kids and to our country. We are so over you. We want nothing to do with you, and we're going to disconnect from you, scum. You can go live in, you know, it'll be so, and in the future, it'll be obvious which areas are run by demonic people. You won't even be able to get near it because it'll be so horrific and black clouds over it. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. You people belong in your own little hell. We want nothing to do with you. I know you're not supposed to say you people, but yeah, you know, this is a group of people that's relatively small, but they have just very carefully taken over. And, you know, in case you don't know it, George Soros, the admitted Nazi helper during World War II, yeah, he helped the Nazis go get the Jews. And he says he's Jewish, but he's not a practicing Jew. He's an atheist, and he has said that he wants to be God. So, you know, that person's advising boards. You have that piece of crap on your board. Are you crazy? He's admitted that he helped Nazis, and you put him on a board as an advisor, like the Media Matters and that kind of stuff. Are you crazy? Anyway, George Soros and Jack Dorsey, who's also said some things that seem to be that he indicates that he's a Satanist, and Zuckerberg, who's a relative of the Rothschilds, has been on Epstein Island, you know, is not a good man. He's sold out our country to the communist Chinese, and his wife is one of them. You know, they bought up advertising and bought up people and paid off politicians and paid off people in election facilities. And that's how they are taking over, through the back door. Okay. That's why Microsoft products have back doors in them so they can spy on anybody. So that's how I had my identity stolen. That's how I had false accusations made against me and my husband, because they have the ability to spy on anybody, and they have the ability to wreck anyone's life. And if it doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. So with that, I'm going to say this. From James, from the Bible, James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and effective. Right? We're going to pray that this cabal falls and goes away. We're going to pray that evil is given its walking papers, and the resident evil that's in Washington, D.C. is arrested. I'm going to put the Operation Rainbow song on, has some ads on it, but at the end is the song, and I'll be right back.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right, and no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD First members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour.
All right. Thanks for listening to that. That's the song that I think is very uplifting, called Winner. If you listen to the lyrics, it's good for kids who are struggling with being accepted and being fitting in, especially if they have something that's, you know, whether it be their teeth are crooked and they need braces, or they're in my daughter's case, when she was young, everybody had their hair ironed. They used irons to get their hair straight. My daughter has naturally curly, wavy hair. And she was getting made fun of for her hair.
The left pretend that they care about kids when all they do is point out what's,
what is acceptable and what's not. So if you might notice that they're having more and more people on shows, TV shows, that are ordinary looking or might be a little bit overweight or, you know, not particularly, you know, perfect looking and attractive. I mean, that's the truth, you know, that not everyone, you know, gets to be a supermodel, but doesn't mean that just because you're not perfect, whether it's that you're are disabled or, you know, have some anomaly, some problem, you know, that you should feel alone or feel bad about yourself. So this song, Winter, is also about spreading your wings and standing strong, especially if you have dealt with addictions or struggled with a problem. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org addresses this situation. Sometimes it's hearing that someone else has gone through what you're going through makes a difference. And there's all kinds of addictions, whether it's addictions to porn or addiction to sex, where you, you know, just want the thrill of, you know, having a new conquest, or drugs or alcohol, you know, whatever it is, you know, there's help and therapy out there, but the government is wasting our money and sending it to the Nazi labs in Ukraine. And I'm sorry to say that, but they're pretending that, you know, the poor Ukrainian people, yeah, the poor Ukrainian people are being shot by the Nazis that are there. And then that's to gin up a war. And so we can send over money and more weapons and soldiers. So don't fall for their lies, okay? Look at andweknow.com. He has videos and stuff that you don't see elsewhere. And he's been a very reliable source. And there's lots of other ones as well. But pay attention, because your future is hanging on this. It looks like there's not going to be an election in 2024 unless a lot of things change between now and then, because people are not going to come out and vote. They're not going to give their money to candidates. They're not going to even bother if we don't get rid of what the Democrats have set up. And, you know, what, speaking of that, you know, there's all kinds of videos on YouTube of Democrats complaining about the easy to steal elections and the machines being rigged and all. They were very open and vocal about it when they thought they were getting screwed. But when the Republicans or Trump or his supporters say that, you know, Trump won and Biden did not, and the election was stolen, and we had foreign interference, which should make it null and void for that reason alone, you know, somehow we're crazy people. So, you know, I wish there was some place to flee to, but, you know, America used to be the place where people came who wanted to get away from oppression and from tyrants and from dictators and fascists and mass murderers like Mao and Pol Pot and Castro and Maduro and Chavez and Hitler and all the rest of the scumbags. But now there's no place for us to go. I mean, own place off. I guess we can get off this planet. Maybe we can go start a new country someplace in the out in space, because I don't want to have anything to do with these people. Anyway, I'm sorry to go on like that, but, you know, each day you wake up and there's some more problems that these demon rats are causing. You remember the times when people were pretty much the same in both parties? They weren't out to screw over Americans and overtax us and regulate us and, you know, make out like we're problematic because we actually, you know, wanted to be left alone and not be under their thumb. Remember how it used to be? Well, it's only going to be that way again if you get rid of the people that are illegally in office. California is not a blue state. They are controlling the elections by controlling whose votes are counted. That's why there's a hole in your envelope of your ballot, so they can see how you vote, and that gets in the trash. And that's the truth. These people do not care about your vote. They are specially recruited. They particularly go after ones that have something they can use against them and blackmail them, and they say, well, you're going to throw the election, or we're going to out that you're actually a closet homosexual, or you're having an affair, or that you molested your daughter or whatever it is that they thought on them. Okay. And that's why they, you see these same like really ugly, you know, very, very stupid people get into politics and get brought ahead. 9 times out of 10, they're like Ocasio-Cortez. They're like, you know, brain dead. And they've got, you know, she was an actress. She was recruited and auditioned for the job. Yeah, people. This is a person who's on video saying, I don't know what this is. They say it's a garbage grinder. I've never had one. I don't know how to use it. I mean, this is the person that you have representing your area. Can you not do a little better than that? Hello. And so then the ones that do have a brain in their head and have some integrity and decency about them, they can't win, even if they do win, because the Democrats control the election places. I saw that where I just went to vote in my little town. Those weren't locals that were there. Okay, they bring in the scum of the earth to take your ballot as soon as you walk out the door and throw it in the trash. And that's the truth, okay? So we're going to have to change the whole system. We're going to have to, and I'm a very visionary person, so listen to what I'm saying. It's going to have to be, now that we have internet, that we cast our votes with our thumbprints, and then we, you know, log in, and there's a, you know, an actual record, and then there's a backup of it that prints out the paper. And, you know, the people in D.C., your services are no longer needed, put it that way, because you're not doing anything but taking our money and wasting it or giving it to people that don't deserve it or that want to destroy America. So you've already violated your oath of office to uphold the Constitution, just as every teacher has who is pushing critical race theory and Common Core and letting boys go into girls' bathrooms and then pretending, oh, I had no idea, when the boys that are dressed as girls end up raping the girls in the bathroom. All kinds of stuff has been covered up, people, and it's going to knock your socks off when you find out about it. And a lot of people aren't going to be able to handle some of the stuff that's going to come out. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, you know, if you have the guts, listen to what the super soldiers are talking about on YouTube and YouTube and BitChute. Either they're lying or they've had some experiences that, you know, are pretty out of this world, put it that way. You got to get yourself mentally prepared, and you have to be healthy. And as far as addictions, when I was younger, my big sister got us into smoking. And she was a real, what's the right word for it? She was a debaucher. She enjoyed, oh, you know, you're only 12 years old. You want to try, you know, Southern Comfort. You know, that she enjoyed being, being improper around kids, cursing and drinking and other stuff. So she got me into drinking, and you know, I wasn't ever addicted, but I definitely had it way too early in life. And I also got into smoking for a time because of her. That's one of the reasons why I don't talk to her, because I feel like she's been such a bad influence. But with drinking, you know, obviously, it's very easy to get addicted if you have that personality, or you have that. I believe that sometimes it's inherited. That, you know, alcoholism is passed down. So obviously, if you don't start, you can't get addicted. But don't let your children have a lot of sugar, because that also triggers something where they seem to might be a tie between excess sugar intake, like with sodas and candy, being tied to alcohol abuse. So, you know, be careful about what your kids are taking into their bodies. Be careful about what you're putting onto their skin. I mean, your biggest organ absorbs everything it comes in contact with. Be careful about what you wipe down on the counter with, and then your kid sits and puts his you know, toast on it and then gets that in his mouth. Okay, that's why I'm very much into these products that I'm connected to, and I've been connected to them since the 1990s. And what I like about them too is that they also have condensed packaging and concentrated formula so that they, the price you pay is actually, you know, it's like for 3-4 bottles that you can make with the concentration product, the product that's concentrated. So it's a good thing. So anyway, and in my own case, I was able to stop smoking by increasing my water intake and asking God to take away the craving or the need for the nicotine, because that's probably one of the worst things you can do yourself is smoke a lot of tobacco, or I'm sorry to say it to you, potheads, but you know, it's even worse, more problems associated with smoking cannabis. And I know that's kind of not going to lure with people because they love their cannabis. I know cannabis has a medicinal aspect to it. I'm not ignorant to what that is about. You want to know more about essential oils and cannabis? Because it's Red Pill Living, and Alex Jones has something, I think it's called Washington's Reserve. There's a lot of different companies out there selling CBD oils and things that are medicinal. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about inhaling pot. So it's just as bad, if not worse, as regular tobacco. So if you're going to be into the effects, wanting the, you know, if you're addicted to pot, then find another way to get it into you besides inhaling it. And some people, you know, intake it in a liquid form. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that there are ways not to be breathing in burnt up tobacco, whether it's marijuana or, you know, regular tobacco. In case you don't know it, young people don't really hear much about it, but the tobacco industry, you know, did all they could to try to keep the ability to sell tobacco, and they lied through media, and the media knew they were, and the media let it happen anyway. So that's why you don't have tobacco and alcohol ads on TV anymore. Anyway, I am going to get going. Thanks for coming by, and I'll be posting some more links, and I'll try to do a show tomorrow. And be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. God bless America so we can bless the world. All right. Let's roll, people.